You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer on the board. It's 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome into hour number two of the big program. It is Tuesday, August 26, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome in, everybody. Glad to have you here. Busy afternoon. Many thanks to State Senator Jody Habish-Sinikin and also State Representative Tip McGuire. Now, how about that, Zommers? That was great. We had a nice conversation about an important topic to Wisconsin, the Nelson Stewardship Program, and a couple of people who obviously are very passionate about their beliefs, but are willing to say, hey, you know what? We'll sit down and talk to anybody from either side of the aisle that wants to find a true solution to Wisconsin's conservation issues.
Absolutely. I'm hopeful that this could be a nugget of bipartisanship that might help us get back to making sense again.
That would be great. A little common sense goes a long way. So many thanks for them. I know they had a busy day. So how about Representative McGuire pulling over right there on the road and doing a show?
You got to do what you got to do.
A man of many talents, as it turns out. All right. Well, that's fantastic. Glad to have them along. Coming up here in hour number two, have a cut from the past. Former U.S. Justice Antonin Scalia. Going to hear from him. We're going to have a seance. We brought in a medium, and she is going to tap the spirit of Antonin Scalia.
I'm not sure I want to be here for that.
No, it's a cut. It's a cut. Because suddenly now, and this reminds me of like the 90s, suddenly flag burning is back in the news thanks to Donald Trump. And we have a little, I think Antonin Scalia will clear things up. And
I also have other thoughts on that, but we'll get there.
We'll get there in a little while. Also, and I've talked about this before, this program, one of the best educations of my life. Years ago, when my friend Brooke Dobbs took me on a trip across America, worked for many years in the long-haul trucking industry, drove a long-haul truck. And we went from Chicago, Illinois, down, I think we... was down to St. Louis, and then we went down to Texas, went through the Hill Country, went through Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin, Waco, down to San Antonio, and then we went back up to Oklahoma City, through Kansas City, and back to Chicago. And for a long time, I've traded trucks since then, pickup trucks. For a long time, I picked up a bumper sticker towards the end of that trip. And the bumper sticker said, without trucks, America stops.
It's true.
And I wholeheartedly believe people have no idea, unless you've been out there on the road, what America's truckers and the trucking industry goes through in this country. And now the Trump administration wants to go after that industry in large part. And Fox News is helping them. We will, and how that affects Wisconsin. Right? Because you don't realize this until you stop and think about it. But nearly, and I know there are some exceptions like Metcalf's here in Madison, they have some local vendors, which I think is really cool. But nearly everything that we buy at Walmart or Target or your local grocery store is the result of time spent on a truck. Vital to the United States of America. So we'll talk about that also in this hour as well. But here's where, and what's worse is coming up, a mattress edition, Princess of the Pea. But I mentioned this at the bottom of last hour, and I guess I didn't want people to wait around too long, so I gave you the punchline, as it were. It's not funny, though. But I want to play this clip, what happened in the Oval Office yesterday in Washington, D.C. Donald Trump was there, and there's this, And this is happening more and more, where Trump sits at his desk and he has all these people behind him and on the side. He had Vice President JV, couch pushing cushion coucher, JD Vance. He's coming to Wisconsin, by the way.
JD, just Davenport's Vance. Yes, thank
you. He's coming to Wisconsin.
Why?
They're going to lacrosse to do a thing for Derek Van Orten over there.
Oh, so, I thought maybe it'd be like a Corinthian leather convention or something.
Well, I hear the Ashley Furniture on Alaska is on a list. The vice president is adamant that while he's in lacrosse, he goes to Ashley Furniture. And nobody really knows why, but he is very adamant about going to Ashley Furniture, J.D. Vance's. Anyway, J.D. Vance was in the Oval Office yesterday, and then you had Pam Bondi girl. You had Pam Bondi there, and then you had Christy Hair Extensions gnome. Have you seen the photo? By the way, the internet's gone wild. Christy Gnome, who was the governor of North Dakota, and they have pictures of her when she first got elected. And the transformation of this woman, the Botox, the lip enhancements, the hair extensions, she has completely transformed herself because she thinks that's what Donald Trump wants to see.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
It is. The before and after is something
amazing.
To behold.
It's amazing. The way that these people just, you know, and Pete Hegseth, what's his name? The Health and Human Services Secretary, Robert F. Kennedy. They're doing like a push-up contest now and trying to display their male, alpha male strength for this guy. I've never seen anything like it. Anyway, they're all there yesterday in the White House. And Pam Bondi girl, the attorney general, she says, well, Mr. President, we have the head of the U.S. Marshals has something to you. Well, here's the cut. Listen for it yourself. Here's the White House yesterday.
I think Gaddy Serralta had something he wanted to give you on behalf of all the law enforcement who are out there every single night.
Yes. Thank you for putting me in charge of this surge. As the director of the United States Marshal Service, it's the oldest law enforcement agency. It was created in 1789. So on behalf of all the federal law enforcement agencies that we're working with and those that have yet to join the team, we thought it was only appropriate to present you with an honorary United States Marshal Service badge. And this badge comes with this little item right here, which is a handcuff key, Mr. President, because you continue through your policies and your efforts with your staff to unhandcuff law enforcement officers all over this nation. And I can tell you personally that they thank you for that.
Thank you. That's beautiful.
You can continue unhandcuffing law enforcement.
That's a very great honor. I'll save that and put it someplace up, which is important. Thank you very much.
You continue to unhandcuff law enforcement officers. Anybody who's actually worked in law enforcement knows what a slap in the face this is. It is a great honor to work your way through the education and the training that goes into law enforcement. And when you receive your badge, I don't care whether it's for the local police officer, sheriff, sheriff deputy, FBI, U.S. Marshals, that badge means something. You've earned that. Donald Trump hasn't earned anything when it comes to law enforcement. He called himself the other day the nation's top law enforcement officer. We all know that's actually the U.S. Attorney General. So that's weird in and of itself and disrespecting law enforcement, in my opinion. But then to give him a key, a handcuff key, because you're uncuffing law enforcement, I don't know when law enforcement was ever cuffed in this country. And the insinuation is that you have all these people, the Attorney General, Pam Bondi, Secretary of Homeland Security, Christy Gnome, the Vice President, all but literally behind Trump and saying, here, Mr. President, do whatever you want. You can thank you for letting law enforcement do what any, look, I, like I've said before on this show, I have law enforcement in my family who do an amazing job. I'm a supporter of law enforcement. And like any industry, there are always a couple of bad apples in the bunch. But to somehow insinuate now that law enforcement is just going to be running rampant, I mean, I don't know any legitimate law enforcement agency who's been doing that or would want to do that. They're there to protect and defend. They are there to follow the Constitution. And for this insinuation by the head of the U.S. Marshals Services that we're just going to go wild now, I think is dangerous. Zomers?
Yeah, I also just find it interesting that the award, quote-unquote award, was just in this guy's pocket, and it looks like just a little piece of plastic. And he seemed,
yes.
He seemed very nervous presenting it.
Yes, he did seem nervous. I think it was, from what I think it looked like a legitimate badge, but you're right, the key was stuffed inside the badge holder, and it was, like when you go to Wisconsin Dells, you get the toy handcuffs, it looked
right.
like
he
that kind
shaking,
of a key.
He was shaking out the key like he was getting
right.
a Tic Tac.
Right.
And, you know, the whole thing really just reminded me of the scene in Star Wars Episode 6, Return of the Jedi, when Jabba the Hutt is sitting there, big old chubby worm alien, entertaining his court, and he brings dancers out, and they're trying their best to appease him, and he doesn't like it, so, and he hits the button and sends them down to get eaten.
Well, Pam Bondi nor Christy Nome is not Princess Leia. I'll say that right now. Mark in Prerdisac, 855-752-4852. Mark in Prerdisac, what say you?
Yeah, well, you're talking about the flag thing, and today it popped into my head that in 1972... And you guys weren't, I don't know if you, either of you guys
was.
Were alive.
Yep, I was.
But there was an episode of Room 222. It was called We Hold These Truths. And it was actually on the flag and respect for the flag. And it had these kids had made a sculpture of the flag going down the drain.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody came in and destroyed it. And it came in that it was a newly naturalized citizen, an older guy, and he had destroyed it because he thought it was so disrespectful to the flag.
Mm.
And they had to educate the man on that what freedom of speech actually means. And that if, you know, and that's, you know, 50 years ago now, 53 years
yeah.
ago now, that people understood, you know, people were discussing it back then, that now we are 53 years later and Trump cannot understand what freedom of speech means. And he's got people behind, standing alongside him that do not understand that freedom of speech means that if you are criticizing your country, it's pretty much your sacred duty to criticize your country. And maybe you might not like the American flag being burned as that, but it's your right to do so. And what they do not seem to understand, as long as you're not stealing the flag and mm-hmm. destroying it and causing, you know, some other kind of damage while you're doing this, it is freedom of speech.
Yeah.
And for Trump, who took an oath to uphold the Constitution, to faithfully execute the laws of the United States, and for none of his little lackeys, his minions and mistresses, you know, sorry, you know, Alexander Hamilton borrowing that line from Federalist 67, surrounding him.
I appreciate the call, Mark. I'm up against the clock here, but yeah, hang on to those thoughts, because after the bottom of the hour, we're going to get to former conservative U.S. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia as his thoughts on the flag. Come on back. What's worse is next. By the way, Jeff Perry says, how long did it take Trump to unhandcuff Stormy Daniels? Hey-o! Come on back. It's the Almost Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 23 now past the hour of 3 o'clock. A great musical, but years since I've seen it. Was a great presentation of this at the UW Richland campus years ago. Once Upon a Mattress, one of my favorite shows of all time. And it's a takeoff of the old Princess and the Pea, you know, children's show. And that's a song called Sensitivity. sensitivity from Once Upon a Mattress. And the idea is that, you know, that this, the girl that sleeps in the mattress and can feel a pee under a big pile of mattress, she must be so sensitive she could be a queen. Once Upon a Mattress, a great show. Anyway, it ties in with what we're going to do next. 23 past the hour, time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. Time once again for What's the Worst. Nothing to give away, no prize money involved. But it is your chance to have your voice heard on all 10 news, talk, and sports stations across the Civic Media Radio Network. All right, timely, timely indeed, based on that song, as Mike Lucas is fond of saying. Today's category in What's Worse, hard mattress or soft mattress? Hard mattress or soft mattress? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Give us a call and weigh in. Hard mattress or soft mattress. You can also text us on the Civic Media app if you don't have it. Download it today on your Apple or Android device. Simply go to your app store. In the search bar, put in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll pop up. Cute little CM logo. Click on that. Takes less than a minute. It is free. Gratis. Cero. Won't cost you a dime. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. The Civic Media app. Hard mattress or soft mattress? What's worse? Zombers?
You know, for those of you who watch us on the stream, which you can on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. We always have a graphic for what's worse.
Yes.
And today is, you wouldn't think by pictures of a mattress you'd be able to tell if they're hard or soft. And I'm sure you can't, but the way that this is done is with hard and soft lighting. So the hard mattress has a bunch of shadows. It somehow looks harder. And the soft one, this soft lighting, gentle shadows.
It's very well done.
More like a pillow.
Very well, yeah, very pillow-esque. Hard mattress or soft mattress? What's worse? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. For a lot of people, this is a very serious issue. My grandparents, when they used to travel to Florida, they would want to go in sometimes and check the mattresses. They were back in the day, back in the 80s or whatever this was, they were Days Inn. They used to stay at the Days Inn all the time. Are those still a thing, the Days Inn?
I have no idea.
Yeah. Used to stay at the Days Inn. Hard mattress or soft mattress? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. PJ, watching on YouTube, says a hard mattress is worse. I love my pillow top. It has to be soft like a cloud. Thanks, PJ. We appreciate you watching on YouTube. That's really in vogue now. It's really in. People are getting these pillow toppers, these foamy things that you put on top of the actual. So you buy a mattress, and then you go out and put a piece of foam to put on top of the mattress.
I did get one of those for college.
Yeah.
Because, you know, dorm mattresses are not the greatest of quality. And so you get these, like, rolls of eggshell foam.
Oh, yeah.
You know, eggshell is not right, but the egg carton pattern, I guess. And that helped a lot.
Well, for some people,
for a dorm mattress,
right,
which is basically like a, I don't know, probably better than a prison mattress.
855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, a hard mattress or a soft mattress? Mike, brand new caller, listening on WMDX in Madison. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate you listening in. Mike says soft rarely satisfies. That's fantastic. Well, can be true. Soft rarely satisfies, says Mike, listening in Madison. Very good. Chris, listening in on WMDX down in Janesville, home of the Janesville Jets hockey team, by the way. Getting ready to open up their brand new facility, the Woodman Center down there in Janesville. Chris in Janesville says, as someone who sells them, oh, this is great. We have a mattress salesperson listening in. As someone who sells them, soft is way worse unless you get an adjustable base. Oh, all right. That's because some people get the old, they'll dial up, dial in number mattress.
Sleep number or
that's
whatever.
That's it. Sleep number. Yeah. What's your number? That used to be a big thing, like on Paul Harvey or Larry King Live. Every night I go to bed, you know, my number is 6. My wife is 9. You know, whatever number you have, you know, dial it in. They used to do that. And some people are very into the sleep number. I've never slept on one. Have
I have not. Or like Tempur-Pedic is another Tempur-Pedic. One. A name that you see a lot. There are a few names that there are always commercials for.
Right. 855-752-4842. Angie, listening in Windsor.
Or it's Augie, but we don't have time.
Oh, Augie, we don't? We got to go in. Well, yeah, quick. Augie, you got 25 seconds, Augie. Hard mattress or soft mattress? What's worse?
Hard mattress. If you wanted to sleep on something hard, you can sleep on the floor. The other thing I wanted to mention is that the flag code of the U.S. states that the flag should never have any mark, insignia, letter, word, figure, design, or picture of any individual placed or attached to it. So you've seen all the Trump flags. Yeah. So if he's worried about the flag, he needs to get rid of those.
That's pretty good. We'll do more of What's Worse and also talk about flag burning. Stay tuned now for a farm update from Midwest Farm Report at the Almost Show on the Civic Media Radio. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock on this Tuesday, August 26, 2025. Glad to have you along. Aaron Zommers doing the tunes on the board. Glad to have you with us. Checking out the AmFam Convention, the American Family Insurance Convention at the Overture Center has let out. And there are a number of coach buses down there. You can see it if you're watching live. Look, there's a huge bus just went through, a city bus. They got a couple of coach buses over there. It's a huge Lollapalooza Insurance Convention, American Family Insurance Convention at the Overture Center. We usually don't see these types of crowds in the middle of the afternoon here on a Todd Allball Show afternoon. And there they are. They're hanging out down there at the Overture Center. So that's fantastic. We got a crowd outside. They're waving to us. We're waving to them. It's great to see all those people. Breaking news coming up on the show. Don't miss that. We've got a cut from Antonin Scalia on flag burning and Fox News going after, and Trump going after the trucking industry. A lot to get to. But we want to wrap up today's edition of What's Worse. Lots of participation, engagement, as they say. That's what it's all about now, folks. It's not so much the ratings. Ooh, how much engagement are we getting? Have we gotten a lot of engagement?
How many impressions have we made?
That's right. It's about engagement and impressions. We want engagement, impressions. So we're getting a lot of that. That's great. What's worse, hard mattress or soft mattress? Hard mattress or soft mattress? If you want to weigh in, 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Lots of people to get to on the YouTube channel. Watching us on YouTube, Bill on YouTube says, a hard mattress is good for having sex on and soft is for sleepy time.
See, I was just going to say it's good for activities, but.
Well, we can say sex on the radio. I mean, that's true. It's a human thing.
It's not a graphic depiction. No. That we're not allowed to do.
No. Nobody was going to go there, Zommers.
I know.
Well, I mean, that's probably true, right? I don't know. We won't go down that road too far, but okay, that's a take. My sister Heather, watching on Facebook, says hard mattresses are worse. As I get older, my back kills me. I need firm support, but I want a soft top. We actually have a Sleep Number and love it. Well, there you go. What's your number, Heather? What's Mike's number? They were used to be on the radio all like the crypto ads now on Hartman.
Right.
It used to be, my number is 6. My wife says 8. They go on, what's your number? They used to say. Anyway, PJ on YouTube says, I agree with Augie. If I wanted to sleep on a hard mattress, I'd sleep on the floor. And my pillow top is one of those with the built-in pillow top. Oh, okay. Oh, the My Pillow. He has a My Pillow pillow top.
I'm sure that exists. Yeah. And you know,
and he says Verlo is correct.
As far as comparing a hard mattress to the floor, as somebody who has a fairly firm mattress, it's not the same. You know, there is a big difference between a hard mattress and the floor. People are like, oh, you want to sleep on a board? It's like, no, it's not like sleeping on a plank. It does conform to your body, just a limited amount. The floor does not at all.
Hard. Well, if you have an old house, wood floors, it might sag. I don't know.
That's true.
Hard mattress or soft mattress? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. PJ says, no. Not a MyPillow top, just a all right. Anyway, he's got something he puts on top of the mattress, but it's not MyPillow. He wants us to understand he's not participating in the MyPillow guy. All right, very good. Roger, in Stevens Point, a hard mattress is worse. I don't want to sleep on concrete. Cam in Appleton, do not go to a mattress store, he says. They act like they know everything, but they don't. All right, well, that's a take on that. Rhonda, listening on WMDX in Madison. Yes, there's still a day on Madison's.
A Days Inn that you mentioned earlier?
Yes, I mentioned my grandparents used to stay at Days Inns, and they'd go in and my grandma would check out the mattress before they would check in. I'm serious. Well, I'm not going to sleep on a bad mattress. So this is great. This is news you can use. Rhonda says, yes, there is a Days Inn in Madison on Stoughton Road and 51. And there's a lot of Days Inn and in around southern Wisconsin, mid-Illinois, Tennessee. It's down to that high 151 corridor south. All right. Well, there you go. What else we have here? Rhonda also says on MDX in Madison, I think hard mattresses are worse because there's no way to make them softer, even if you put padding on them. But if you have a soft mattress, even if it starts to sink over time, you can always add stuff to that to make it more firm.
I mean, I have given my mattress is very old and needs to be replaced, but it is a firmer mattress that has a pillow top on it as well. You can do both.
I love the engagement. People are very opinionated. What's worse, hard mattress or soft mattress? 855-752-4842. John in Oshkosh, listening on WISS, says a Sleep Number mattress set to maximum pressure is the only way to go. All right. Very good.
And I believe we're caught up.
And now we're caught up. All right. Well, very good. Zombers, hard mattress or soft mattress? What's worse?
As you may guess from what I was saying, I think a soft mattress is worse because, you know, I need some support. Otherwise, I just feel like if there's not support and I can sink in anytime I move, I roll around a lot in my sleep and I'm just going to end up all tense because I'll be like holding my neck funny if I know there's or if it's not supporting me well. You know, does that make any sense?
Yeah, I enjoy watching you. Like, you're very upset about this and it amuses me. By the way, Heather says her sleep number is 35. And Mike says 45. Well, all right.
I have no frame of reference to know what that means.
I don't either. But if you're a sleep bed number kind of person, 35 for my sister, 45 for my brother-in-law.
What about you? What's worse, hard mattress or soft mattress?
Thank you so very much for asking. I would say that overall, a hard mattress is worse. Because if it's really, really hard, my back's going to hurt. And yes, if it's super soft as well, I suppose I can get a backache. But I can generally fall asleep on a mattress that might be a little too soft. If it's like a board, then it's gonna be I ain't gonna get much sleep.
I guess so, maybe it's something from sleeping on the ground a lot in Boy Scouts or whatever when camping that I feel like I can find a position that works.
So it may surprise some people, but no, I like it softer rather than hard. When it comes to mattresses, at least. So anyway, that's how we play What's Worse. Join us tomorrow for another great edition of What's Worse. 43 minutes. A little dyslexia in the way. Almost in 34. 43 minutes past the hour. Turning our attention back to some news headlines. Now, here's the deal. What's happening out in Washington, D.C. again. And Trump puts out these goofy executive orders now all the time. And now he's got one that says he's going to put people in jail for up to a year if you burn a flag. And we went through this years and years and years ago on whether or not you can burn a flag. And, you know, it was stereotyped as Republicans said, no, you can't ever burn a flag because it's disrespectful. And it was stereotyped that Democrats were saying, oh, but it's freedom of speech and you should be able to do that in this expression. And Republicans and conservatives said, you hate America if you burn a flag. It went back and forth all the time. Well, there's a Supreme Court case. Here is former conservative justice Antonin Scalia, now dearly departed. Nobody more conservative in the last 50 years, at least, on the U.S. Supreme Court than Antonin Scalia. Here is what Justice Scalia said when it came to flag burning.
If I were king, I would not allow people to go about burning the American flag. However, we have a First Amendment, which says that the right of free speech shall not be abridged. And it is addressed in particular to speech critical of the government. I mean, that was the main kind of speech that tyrants would seek to suppress. Burning the flag is a form of expression. Speech doesn't just mean written words or oral words. It could be semaphore. Burning a flag is a symbol that expresses an idea. I hate the government. The government is unjust, whatever.
If you're not sure, then in the end, no one knows the Constitution better than you do. Doesn't it come down to your personal interpretation of the Constitution? If it isn't clear-cut, which it clearly isn't, you in the end have to make an opinion, don't you?
Well, don't forget, this person has to be convicted by a jury of 12 people who unanimously have to find that he was inciting to riot. So, you know, it's not all up to me. It would be up to me to say that there was not enough evidence for the jury to find that, perhaps. But ultimately, the right of jury trial is the protection.
Former Justice, conservative, arch-conservative, Antonin Scalia, from a few years back on his interpretation of flag burning. And making the point there, hey, how about due process? There's something that the current iteration of MAGA doesn't really go along with. Former conservative Justice Antonin Scalia talking about due process. But Scalia himself, one of the most conservative justices of all time, is saying, yes, as a matter of fact, even though I might not personally agree with it, Scalia says, burning the flag is a protected form of speech under the United States Constitution. It's just the way it is. And I agree. And here is the thing that I hope that, and one of our friends at the Lincoln Project put this out, and I think he's absolutely right. Not Trigvy, but somebody else. I hope that progressives and Democrats and liberals don't take the bait. Because Trump knows that the Supreme Court, including Scalia, has ruled on this. That you can't lock people up for burning a flag. You can't. Well, you could bring charges, I guess. But it's not constitutional to put somebody in jail because they burned a flag, regardless of whether you believe in it or not. And so this executive order holds no water. But now you're going to get Democrats and progressives, some, who are going, I'm going to go out and burn a flag to show that I can do this. Don't do it. Don't take the bait. That's what Trump and the MAGA people want. Because you know what they're going to do? They're going to take those images and they're going to put it all over the internet and they're going to say, see, look it. We told you Democrats and liberals hated America. Look what they're doing to our country. If you want to make a point, burn a Trump flag. That's a much better way. Don't take the bait on this and burn the American flag because it's going to come back to bite you politically. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly. Gary, you know what? Gary, you want to hang through the break? Because I only got 20 seconds left. So hang through the break, no, Gary. All right. Sure. All right. Thank you very much. I'm going to take up against the clock here. Come back. I'm going to take Gary's call. I'm going to try to get to this stuff on American trucking. And also, we have breaking news. You're not going to want to miss it. Stay tuned. This is an all-ball show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Breaking news. Keep it going, Sommers. I've been told now I'm an hour late plus, that I was not on top of this. But still, it's big news. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's relationship is going from so high school to officially getting married. The couple announced a little bit earlier today they are engaged via concurrent posts on Instagram with a caption reading, quote, "Your English teacher and your gym teacher are getting married," unquote. Big news in the entertainment sports world. Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce are officially engaged. All right, well, I get to some slightly more serious news here. Go as quickly as we can. Go to the phone lines talking about Donald Trump putting out this executive order saying he wants to jail people for a year, going to burn the U.S. flag. We heard from the late conservative justice Antonin Scalia, who have said unequivocally that is protected free speech. My point is that liberals, Democrats should not take the bait, because if you go out and burn the flag now and say, well, look, I'm going to prove I can do it, they're just going to say, see, liberals hate America. So if you want to burn something, burn a Trump flag, in my opinion. 855-752-4842. Gary in Sussex. Gary, I wish we had more time. Where have you been, my friend? My mom's air conditioner broke down. Pain. Is that a good brand?
It's a low-end Bryant carrier product. It's the cheap side. You should have called me. You have my telephone number.
I don't. Well, it's too late.
Well, we do if we...
Yeah, I guess. All right. Yeah, well, more.
Keep it to yourself. Don't share it with any of your listeners.
More on that later. More importantly, what do you got for us? A minute or less. Go ahead.
Okay. A minute or less. First of all, a hard mattress is way better than a soft mattress.
Thank you.
Nobody gets hurt on a hard mattress. you get hurt on the, yes, way back. All right, on the soft. All right, as far as the money is concerned, the U.S. currency is a product of the U.S. government, and it's a $100 fine and 6 months in jail if you deface the money. Okay, you own your own flag. Mm. The money you do not own. That is property of the United States government. So if you go into a, let's say, the city hall and take the flag off the city hall or the
But you're stealing capital, then.
Right. Burning that you should be criminalized. But if you have your own property and you burn it, no.
Right.
Do I think it's a good idea? No. Would I ever burn an American flag? I do all the time. Every time I have to get rid of my flag, I burn it.
Sure.
I take it out, but I do it respectfully, you know?
Yeah, I think we're not too far off on that. I get it, Gary. Thanks for the call. Well, we'll talk AC another time. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate it. Quickly to Sally on MDX in Madison. Sally, thanks for calling. What say you?
Well, I would really like to see the pictures of Donald Trump arresting all the ladies from the DAR, because they have a ceremony for retiring fags. That is the appropriate way.
Mm-hmm.
You don't throw it down the toilet and flush it.
Mm-hmm.
You retire it with respect, and that is done in a burning ceremony.
Correct. That's the correct flag etiquette, to cut it into, what is it, 1-inch squares or 2-inch squares, then burn it. So that's the correct way to get rid of it. Thank you, Sally. I appreciate the flag etiquette update. As our friend and colleague Earl Ingram Jr. is fond of saying, you get the last of it, Joe and Madison on WMDX. What do you got, Joe?
It's interesting to me, and when you talk about disrespect for the flag, to me, it's not in speech that you find the disrespect. The disrespect is, it's very common for people to wear the flag, you know, a bikini bottom with a flag, which to me is just, come on, find something else. There's all sorts of fabric out there. The message is sent when you're sitting on the flag in that way, I think is much more egregious, because it's so casual and no thought going into it at all. I mean, we had a revolution because people wanted the right to protest the government, and this is one way that people protest. I wouldn't myself, but I understand that some people feel that this is an important part of self-expression, which we are all about, even though we don't like to look, many of us don't like the look of it. And the final thing I wanted to say was this, invasion into city after city that Mr. Trump is planning. The question that needs to be asked is, Where are the Epstein files? How many cities is he going to invade in order to dodge the Epstein files? This is getting ridiculous. How much are we spending on this? And how do you judge that we have safety now? Do the troops stay in there for, what, the next 5, 6, 7, 10 years? What is this?
Right.
Occupied forever? So, anyway, thanks for the great show, you guys, as always.
Appreciate you, Joe. As our friend Matt Flynn likes to say, Joe nails it, as she often does. Another great point there that I find it more, I agree with Joe, I find it more disrespectful for the way that MAGA has co-opted the flag and put it on clothing and bastardized the appearance of it.
Put Trump's face on it, and him signing them. Like, those are all violations of flag code.
The flag code. You're an Eagle Scout. You know, you had to go through flag etiquette, Somers.
Yeah, and all the T-shirts and swimming trunks and everything with the American flag on it technically is a violation of flag code. It's just one that everyone has agreed is more or less fine.
I mean, I'm not a great student of history like our friend Matt Flynn, but from my history lessons in college and high school, I don't remember George Washington wearing the United States flag on his balls.
I mean, I don't believe he did, on a pair of shorts
like that, or on, you know, I mean, that's just not the way you do. So, yeah, I mean, I am not one that would burn the U.S. flag, but as Antonin Scalia said there in that cut, it is a protected form of free speech. To Gary's point, well, yes, if you go steal a flag and burn it, then you're in violation of stealing.
Then you're destroying someone else's property.
Right, exactly. So great show today. Great calls. Appreciate all the engagement, as they say. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next. Many thanks to Senator Jody Habish-Tinnikin and Representative Tip McGuire for being on the show. Zomers, as always, doing a great job. And yes, the news is real. It has happened. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are engaged. Taylor Swift on the way out. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.